And now, the starting lineup for your Flint, Michigan traffic!
Somewhere out there. Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast post show for episode 55. This week we're going to talk about what Eli thought of the Terminator movie.
It sucked. Don't watch it.
God damn. Thank you. And potentially, depending on how much you want to expand on that subject, we'll talk about IMDb's poll for what franchises J.J. Abrams should reboot next.
Do it!
So, okay. I gotta say, I'm already disappointed because when I saw the trailers for Terminator, I thought it looked fucking great.
It did.
Turn that down just a hair.
Okay, so it was free. It wasn't free. Necessarily free, but like I get like
when you sneak into a movie, it's not really free.
No, I had a gift card for like $25 for AMC, so I was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna watch it." Because technically, it's free, even though I got it from reward like points or whatever. So I still paid for it. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Why not? So we went to go check it out. It's really, really, really disappointing. You're going to hate it.
Yeah, you are. Actually.
You're going to hate it because they're super...
Wait, is John Connor an angel at the end?
No, they're... well, kind of.
Don't spoil it.
It's everything that you saw in the trailer is
the
pretty
much
parts. Are the best parts. They're expanded. They're expanded in that like the action sequences are longer, but like in the first few minutes, there's like already some of the worst CG like throughout the whole
CG's
movie.
Piss poor.
The CG is so inconsistent. Like they sent the badass sequences to their badass studios. Whoever did that, like the whole like you see that in the trailer, like the motorcycle things that are chasing people around. Those are kind of cool. But then, like, there are other sequences where you're like, wow, that is, like, sci-fi, giant shark versus giant octopus quality CG. Like, it's actually pretty bad. The overall, like, story is extremely piss poor.
Really?
And
I have two words. McG.
You don't have to grab the mic.
That was my other beef too.
That's
my other beef too. Is it's poorly shot. Like it's so bad. Like I mean, it's just like any other standard standby sort of generic movie.
What?
It's
sucks.
Just one of those things that if it's on like USA or something,
Here's the thing. Watching it with a big bucket of popcorn and a soda.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's all right because there's big boom, big explosions. Some of the robots are kind of cool, but if that's all you want to see, then it's okay from that standpoint. If you want to see a continuation of, like, where the
post-apocalyptic...
Yeah. Earth. I thought I was going to see John Connor being a badass fighting robots in a big robot versus human war.
No.
There's none of that. And to be quite honest, Christian Bale isn't even in the movie all that much. He really isn't.
It's about that Marcus
guy. It's about
guy,
Marcus.
Right?
And what I read was that, Christian Bale doesn't show up until about two-thirds of the movie through.
No, he's in at the beginning, but his total time is only like
That's actually
a quarter of the movie.
Well, what I read is that they approached him with the role of Marcus. That was his original
It wouldn't
casting.
Have saved it.
And
it wouldn't have made a difference.
He didn't want it. He's out on John Connor.
It wouldn't have mattered.
McG!
Unfucking believable.
Marcus, I want to be John Connor. Unfucking believable.
It's the problem of, like, what would have happened was at some point Doc Brown would have come out and said, John, you gotta go back in time. And
it's your kids, John.
It's about your mother.
It's about your father. You need to save him so that he'll have you. Because they actually have the moment of, like, if we don't save Kyle Reese, or if he dies in this movie... Then
none
there's
of it will
he goes. He actually says, "There's no John Connor." And then I'm like, "So what are you gonna just fucking poof? And you're gonna disappear?"
Dude.
And Doc Brown's
Roy
gonna come
out,
and Doc Brown's gonna be all like, "I turned the Terminator into time," and you're like, "God damn it!"
That is not Terminator's time travel rules. That is disappointing.
It's
those are Back to the Future time travel rules, which are very different than Terminator time travel.
He says
rules.
That, and then he kind of just ignores that, and then plays through like, "Well, we got to do this. We got to like save." You know,
there are no causality loops in Terminator time travel. But in Terminator time travel, when you go back,
you change
it's
it.
Your present,
right?
And then you offshoot. A from. Splinter dimension from that point on.
We like, all learned that in Star Trek. Thank you very much.
Well, and that was the other thing too. Walking
Star
out of
Trek
that,
expert by
walking
now.
Out of that, going like, seeing how high the bar has been set for Memorial Day or summer movies. Period. Like, if it doesn't come close to Star Trek, it's a fail because this movie. A lot of people are going to be like. Oh, yeah, it's pretty great, blah, blah, blah. And the funny thing is, I was actually listening to Robert Wolanski.
All of the reviews I've read have been like, meh.
Yeah, like, yeah. What?
I listened to Robert Wolanski on the radio today, because he was on, and he talked about how, like, it's only made $13 million, which has already set itself up for, like, a fail. Like,
wow. The worst showing on a Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, it's not gonna make...
Here's what sucks, is I'm actually gonna try and find a way to go see it. No, I'm not. I can definitely
really?
Wait for
you
TV.
Can
yeah,
do
just
without
don't
it.
Bother.
Actually,
just
it's Netflix gonna be it. It's gonna be funny Netflix when it does come out. Netflix, when it comes out on Blu-ray, it's probably gonna look really pretty, but it's gonna be a really fun movie to rip.
I also am really pissed off that they didn't go with the original ending that I thought had a lot of depth and a lot of it was a good twist, but it was good for the Terminator mythology. The original ending got leaked on the internet, and so they changed it.
What was it?
It was at the end, Connor dies, and they take off his skin and put it on Marcus because Connor, the symbol, is more important than Connor the man.
That would have been awesome, actually.
That's what I heard. Well, you know what? John Connor is a Terminator. Blah.
And if they made a second movie, Christian Bale would still be
okay. You know what, though? They didn't go that far off from the ending. Don't tell me how it ended.
Different.
And then here's how McGee wanted it.
They didn't, but you know what? Now that he just said that, all I'm saying is that they splintered like this much. And we're like, it's the same.
And so here's how McGee wanted to ruin that after he heard that.
He wanted the three Charlie's Angels to come in. Yes. And, you know.
Drew Barrymore was going to be the Terminatrix.
No,
he...
Terminex. That's what Terminex
After they told him that was the ending, he goes, and then... He sits up, and he's got Connor's face, and then he kills everybody in the room, and his eyes glow red. Fade to black! And I'm like, no, that would have been stupid.
Yeah, actually, you're stupid, McGee.
Him is...
Plus your name
completely
is
unprofessional, man.
Yeah. He...
Another beef I had with it.
Believable.
For all the big hoopla, la-di-da, Christian
la-di-da-di-da!
And it was for that.
Well, he made such a big deal out of, like, they did an interview of him, and he's like, well, I was telling them, if you can make a script that you can put on stage without all the fancy special effects, then I'll be on that movie. And that's what he was...
So maybe this movie should have been on stage.
Well, because he was trying to appease, I guess, all his, like, indie fans that thought he would stay with indie film, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he was trying to keep his indie
or
cred
not
by
do a movie
saying,
with a guy named McGee.
Right.
Right.
But for all the hot
a guy
air
that's
about
such a
that,
douchebag,
it's
he changed
like,
his name.
It wasn't, you didn't act hardly in that movie. It's fine. It could have been anybody. It didn't have to be you.
Oh, yeah. There were quite a few, moments of, what are you doing? Like, there actually was a moment of that.
That sucks.
And I was like,
I don't know if I should see this now because it would ruin my man crush on Christian Bale.
It actually
good point.
Would.
That's,
actually.
Oh, that good was the reason. Point. That was the reason why I
he's
said
he's such a phenomenal actor. Why
that
would
he
do something that was?
That's
so
what I was
going to
say. That's why you're going to hate it because
well, he needs the paycheck, man.
It puts him in a really bad light.
I wonder if he does.
Now, granted, the other thing that also ruined that movie for me was the video. That video that came out this past week of why Terminators travel naked.
That was pretty good.
Because when the Arnold lookalike shows up at the
get
end.
Get in the Apollo position.
Oh, yeah.
The what?
Atlas position.
Crouch. Oh, yeah, Atlas.
Spread
it.
Chin up.
Chin up.
Be proud.
What Rise are you, down. Tired flicks?
Yeah, so when the lookalike Arnold shows up at the end. That's
why wouldn't you knock? Why would you knock?
That's all I thought about was there. Just get in the position, you robot slut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But yeah, I gave it like
what's
a
the Austrian C- accent? Minus. It's hot.
Obviously.
Do I have to spell it out for you?
H-O-T.
What's with all the nakedness? I'm getting complaints.
Yeah.
Seriously, cut that shit out. It's weird.
How will I find clothes and weapons? Oh, you're gonna go to this cute little biker bar? And you're
gonna be like, just tell them you need
your motorcycle and your pants and your shotgun
and your weapons.
You're good to go.
Yeah, it was definitely a C.
Well, that sucks. Hey, what is the
just
song?
Go watch Star Trek again instead.
What's the Nine Inch Nails song they play at the beginning of the trailer for that?
Something when the world goes away.
I like that.
That's an old song.
I will give credit to whoever put that trailer together. That's a really well done trailer.
I got
just watch the trailer again and again.
Yeah,
that's
actually,
all you need.
Just watch the trailer and
tell me this. This is something I do want to know. Okay, this is something I want you to tell me. Spoil this for me. If you haven't seen Terminator, here comes a fucking spoiler. Okay. This is set in the same universe as the other three Terminator films, correct?
Yeah.
And it is not a prequel. It is the continuation. John Connor, who was...
Right.
That is John Connor from Sarah Connor's
Who met Arnold in the 90s and all that. He's grown up, okay? The trailer makes it seem like they are very fucking confused when they find a human Terminator. And he should be like, no, I know all about these.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Does that happen in the movie?
Does what happen?
Are they confused?
There's a little bit where
you've never seen anything like this before.
No, you're right, because in the movie...
Or was he waiting for it to happen?
No. He listens to tapes. Apparently, Sarah Connor made him tapes whenever she was still alive.
Mixed tapes?
Yeah.
That's where the Nine Inch Nails... No, but he listens to them all the time, and he stops it at one point whenever after he meets the hybrid Terminator... Marcus guy, and he's like, my mom never said anything about these hybrid Terminators, so I don't know.
They're proto-Terminators, right?
He still has a brain, and he's not a computer.
No, but I think in the movie they're saying that they've never seen anything like that, period.
No,
that's not what Arnold is,
Arnold is a T-800.
Arnold's a robot with skin, and this guy is a man who had his bones replaced by machines.
He is skeleton for the most part, except
but his heart and his
brain. He's more of a true cyborg by definition.
They specifically said his brain and his heart are human, but that his spine is intertwined with metal, and most of everything but the spine
is robot.
Something he didn't know about.
No, that is something he did not know about, because they find out about the T-800. The T-600 is the one you see in the trailer. That
really shitty looking one.
And it looks kind of cool because it looks like kind of like a human, and it's like firing shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's the T-600, which looks like the one we're very familiar to.
That's just the endoskeleton, no skin, right?
Right. And the T-800 is the one with the skin, which is Arnold. Because that's, you remember what that article that they said that Arnold was going to be in the movie, but then they found an Austrian lookalike.
He was way too old.
Right. But they found, didn't they find an Austrian lookalike or something?
Yeah, his body? That's what I read.
Okay, so that's the T-800. This guy, he's not...
But did they replace his face with Arnold's or anything?
Yeah. Well, he looks exactly like him.
Oh, it looks a lot like... It almost looks exactly like
Arnold.
It
actually did an okay job.
It actually looks pretty good when Arnold shows up. And he says, I need your 1040, and your receipts, and your I-9, Terminator tax. from that standpoint, it all makes sense, but the minute he's like, Carly's dies.
None of this ever happens, or something.
Yeah.
The resistance falls, or something.
Why are they trying to kill me? And then I was like,
"No, because John Connor's here right now."
Yeah, that's
right. Exactly.
Even if he never sends the guy back,
exactly,
means that there won't be another offshoot.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why Denise and I had this conversation on the way back.
It's such like a maddening
after watching that, because then I was like, okay, so, but this is where the flaw is in Back to the Future. Also,
different rules, different time.
No, I know it's different rules, but no, like. I was like, so wait, time has no correlation with feelings and things like that. So why is it that when his mom, Marty's mom, starts dancing with the drunk guy, and then his dad starts to like, oh, he turns around, he starts walking away.
Oh, I know
he,
why.
He starts to still continue to disappear. I was like, time has no relevance of like if whether she actually feels that or not.
No, in time Back to keeps the Future, moving. In Back to the Future time travel, time is constantly evolving based on what is happening moment to moment.
Yeah, because when Marty turns back from the future in the first movie, because things changed, he came back to a different reality. Yeah. His dad was badass.
Which is actually cool, more like Terminator
exactly.
time travel. But
this is where our conversation
went. But in Back
like,
to the Future time travel, when you go into the past,
then the
everything you do, everything you do is affecting your what would have been your present in the future, right? But it's also affecting you because you are displaced in time. And Back to the Future is like the only franchise that does that. Because in any other time travel, Marty would have gone back, and now he's there in his present. That would be Lost rules. That would be Terminator rules. 1955 has become his present. No matter what he does, he's not going to fade away. That's the one thing that sets them apart.
Oh, look, I've gone cross-eyed.
Yeah. Well, and that's why we were having that conversation, because then I was like saying, well, that's why Doc says you need to just stay here and not do anything, because you can't affect... anything you do will affect the future, so just don't do anything, and then you'll be fine. And well, I was like, okay, well then... that's why we were saying, like, okay, well then, what if...
See, that's how Hurley John got Connor, confused. Hurley got confused because he was thinking Back to the Future time travel when he should have been thinking right. Terminator time travel.
Well, because at the end of Terminator, I was like, well, then what does it even matter to save Kali?
It doesn't.
That's what I was saying. I was like, so let
You're
him die.
You're already alive. Yeah, although, you're already here, right?
Plus, again,
but
this is where starting...
I can see where they're trying to do that, because they're looking at that present time. Whether or not John Connor exists later, he's there now. And if
the problem
keeps going, if Kyle never leaves, then...
It only has to happen once, though. I hate these ideas.
That's what I'm saying.
Whatever you do in the past, you have to keep doing forever or it never happened. That causality loop is bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. Do you build an infinite loop?
Yes.
That can't end.
Fuck the infinite loop.
Because... the other thing I was saying too was like
I like Bill and Ted time travel rules.
Actually, that's true.
Better.
Also,
I like San Dimas High School football rules.
Ah, yeah.
Right. I see what you did there. Yeah. Now because because there are so many events that Kyle Reese sees in this movie that technically he would go back in time and say, "Oh man, you should see the shit that I've seen." Like. That's like that, which he never brings up in Terminator, which of course he wouldn't have.
Because they hadn't thought of it.
Because they hadn't thought of it yet. But then you're seeing that now going like, okay, Kyle Reese can't see any of this stuff because then that ruins the first movie because like he would have gone back and said...
You think he would have told Sarah more stuff? Or?
Well, yeah, there would have been, based on this movie, there would have been a lot more other stuff that they would have like found out.
He could have gone back and just killed whoever...
Well, if you also get to the fundamental flaw of the Terminator universe is, look, if you really think assassinating John Connor is gonna make it okay for you guys, you should probably realize that you created John Connor by trying to kill John Connor.
Right, right.
You know what? On top of the fact...
This guy would have never been raised to be a soldier if you hadn't... freaked his mom fuck out by trying to kill her with a Terminator.
Yeah. That's the other point of this movie. That
so just don't try to kill him. Therefore, the John Connor that they fear
never
ceases to exist.
Terminator 5 needs to be them going back to kill Arnold before he can kill John Connor.
There you go.
Ooh, yes.
That is so confusing.
Yeah. The robots are like, we fucked up. No, erase it. S it to the D. Shut it down.
Yeah, It this movie is just going to make you even more upset the more of that you think about, because on top of the fact that John Connor's importance in the movie is like this much.
That's weird.
Really. Yeah, it doesn't even say why, like, oh, he's prophet, or maybe he's a false prophet, but they don't really go into like, oh, he's so important that he builds morale.
They just say, oh, John Connor, leader of resistance, let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they
played Jesus one time.
Well, they kind of were like, well, yeah. well, whenever what John Connor speaks, everybody listens. But you're like, why? He's this guy on the radio.
Nothing
like,
makes him this great leader except for the fact that he's this great leader.
That's what makes it disappointing.
Which I meant to bring up when we were talking about Lost was that if you think about it after this final reveal, that we kept trying to figure out whose fucking idea is it to make Locke the leader? Whose fucking stupid ass idea is it to make Locke the leader? The first person that tells Locke he's going to be their leader is Richard Alpert. The first person that tells Richard Alpert Locke is going to be their leader is Locke.
Okay? Done.
Locke shows up in the 50s and tells Richard Alpert, Richard, one day I'm going to be your leader. And he's like, no shit. 40 years later, he's like, Locke, you're now our leader. I know this because I know it. And I'm like, no, that it never actually happens.
Dude, if you're a guy that doesn't age, that skips through time, you kind of lose track of things, I'm sure. He probably doesn't even remember.
I guess.
I shall like always and forever be your friend.
Just watch Star Wars or Star Trek.
Ooh, yeah. Speaking of Star Trek, I read this interview with J.J. Abrams where he said, hey, if anybody's got any fucking problems with the fact that they're more technologically advanced in this Star Trek than they were in the fucking 60s, they're like, why are the screens have screens that are just buttons and colors like they used to? A, fuck you. Yeah. B, he goes, oh, when they scanned the Romulan ship,
they got all this technology.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even then, the Kelvin was pretty damn advanced.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be even, like, what, 20 years?
20 years prior.
Yeah, I watched that movie a second time. I still love it. By the way, I'm probably watching it a third time this
four
weekend.
Times.
Yeah, whatever, Alex.
Four
times. Damn, you need a patch that says four-time.
Four-timers Club.
The same patch that Josh has from Gearbox. Anyway. No, yeah. It's still super shiny in there. I can't get over that. It's so shiny.
I realized that I was able to ignore a lot of it because I was so into it. And then people started posting online screens of like the worst
shots.
You were
the one who ruined it for me.
And it's like 350 flares.
Well, you don't notice it until someone says, oh, I see all the flares.
Yeah.
There were parts where it was like, there's nothing in this scene that should be doing
exactly.
this.
Yeah.
Really, there really
when
isn't.
They're like, when he teleports onto Vulcan, and like, oh, flashy things. Like, there's lava! Where is the
Vulcan does
things?
Have 75 suns. So.
It's true.
you get in the right angle, and that's
it's all blinding light.
Well, and that was the other thing that, just to touch Terminator one more time, Chekhov. Is in that movie. And,
he is.
Yeah, he plays Kyle Reese.
And I just wanted him to speak in Russian.
He's not a bad
he's
Kyle
a
Reese.
He's a kid.
Okay.
Right?
He's so good.
He's
actually a good actor.
Oh, okay.
Because, Kyle Reese doesn't go back in time.
Wechter.
Yeah, and that's why I was waiting for, like, Captain. John Connor. I need to go back in time. Like,
man.
I was like waiting for that to happen. I was like,
that would have hurt that movie.
But he finds a way to use W. He's like, one wonder. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I am from the Red October. And I need
one. John,
bing.
One.
You are so obsessed with that movie.
One.
Seriously.
Connor, Gwander, Wessels. No.
How many
are the nuclear Wessels?
Terminator, Warminator.
Warminator.
No.
Here's a question.
I think he's a good actor. He's going to be good in movies to come because
he plays
the role of Kyle Reese. Not bad. And
actually, he's really good.
You don't hear any accent.
Well, too bad there aren't going to be any sequels
like,
for that movie.
Holy shit.
They're already making a fifth.
Oh.
They're like, holy shit, the black hole's turning into a wormhole. And he's like, what? Oh, you almost got me, fuckers. Okay.
Gilgamesh! What is
I like.
What?
Did you just be Borat?
Yes. It's near there.
Oh, you make me so sad.
It's nearby.
Nearby?
It's adjacent.
It's a neighbor.
Oh my god.
It's close enough.
Does anyone have any ideas what the next Star Trek movie will be? Because they can pretty much do anything they
I
want.
I bet they the, do fine.
When they first discover him, when, no, they, when think, they find the USS Botany Bay, that's what I hope for.
Yeah. JJ's not going to do that because then
I read that that's in it's one of their options.
It's not a remake.
Kill Spock, or they don't have to. Then you don't want to kill Spock.
No, 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 not Wrath of Khan. They're not going to do Wrath of Khan. They're going to do when they first find Khan. Yeah.
What was the episode called?
The first run in.
The SS Botany Bay. I don't know what the name of that episode is.
No, but he's dead now.
Well, because everything's fresh.
Oh, that's a good discussion. Who would play him?
Who would play
Richard Alpert. That Manuel. He'd make a good con. Saucy.
He's so sick.
Hank Azaria.
No. God, no. Come on.
With all his muscles.
Okay, so who is the current Latin heartthrob? Rodrigo Santoro could do it.
Which one?
The guy that was on Lost for 6 minutes. He was the main bad guy in 300.
Oh, yeah. He's like Brazilian.
Yeah, he could do it.
He's totally white.
Oh, yeah. He would be a good con.
Like, the guy is like Brazilian.
He's too thick. He's too pretty.
No, yeah, he's blonde hair, blue-eyed.
No, he's not.
He is. Look it up. I saw an interview and I was like, oh.
Oh, the guy from 300? The Xerxes.
Yeah.
He's like total supermodel looking dude.
He is. Yeah. But he was a model before he's an actor. He was in Love Actually.
Oh, Space Seed. That's what it was. The first episode of Khan was in Space Seed.
Huh? Yeah.
That would be.
They can do any one of those classic.
No, I bet you they go with a classic. Episodes. They'll go with a classic Klingon, you know, Federation
oh,
thing.
Oh, they kind of have to do Klingon.
Because they really didn't touch
I
it at
really
all.
Really want Klingon.
And they, yeah, well.
You get to reintroduce Klingon all over again.
It can be extra
again,
brutal,
badass.
Extra bloody.
No, do you know what else they have to deal with?
Tribbles.
Even tribbles. In this timeline, Klingon should still be smooth-headed.
Yeah. Well.
What?
They explained why there's
some,
a difference.
I'm going to give you some Star Trek history and some sadness that actually kind of makes it make sense, but it really pisses me off. In the original Star Trek, Klingons just had big eyebrows and like some dirt on their face.
They look like Russians, basically, because
that's
what the
sure,
Klingon
yeah,
race
what they
was
were
based,
based
off
yeah.
of. Yeah.
Right.
They had slightly
like Cossacks.
Dark makeup, and they had big fuzzy eyebrows. That was it. Then TNG comes around, and Klingons have buttholes on their heads, you know?
Ridges.
It was never explained, and then in one episode of DS9, they go back. They actually took.
They retcon it?
Hey, I'm not even there yet. They, in this episode of DS9 called, I think it was In a Mirror Darkly or.
Mirror's Edge or.
Mirror's Edge was the original one, but this one was called, In a Mirror,
Mirror.
Darkly.
Mirror something.
They actually take DS9 actors and put them in an episode of original Star Trek.
They go back in time.
They
it was a triple episode.
And they CG them into that episode.
Weird.
It's pretty cool.
A really good job.
Yeah,
the stuff where Kirk's talking to him kind of off to the side, you know, and like Sisko's like, I got that. Oh, Captain.
He hands him like a pad. He's like, here you go, Captain. He's like, oh, wait. Hey, thanks, fucker.
Yeah. Who let a black guy on the bridge? What the fuck's that about? So,
Bones.
They go back there, and one of the DS9 people says to Worf, these are Klingons?
These are Klingons? Yeah.
And he goes, we don't talk about it with outsiders.
It's a dark period in our history. Shut up. Shut the fuck up or I'll kill you.
See how how they made
the
Uruk-hai in Lord of the Rings? They're like...
No, they weren't.
Keep going.
No,
keep going.
It was
what
more
happens,
a eugenics thing, right?
Yes, yeah. This is what happens. Maybe one of the only good things to come out of Enterprise is they did finally try and explain that. They did an okay job. Khan is a genetically engineered Superman.
Okay.
From
this
the 90s.
Started, yeah. There's a world war in the 90s that was based, the eugenics wars, was based on the Superman versus the people that thinks we should not ever have Superman.
Okay.
And they actually won. And so the Supermen were all either killed or put into stasis. Khan was one of them. All of his men were the same.
Sure.
They shot him into space and forget about him, which is a terrible idea.
They
so,
kind of just hope that they wouldn't come back.
Right.
Let's hope some cocky young starship captain doesn't find them, you know, later.
And awaken them for no reason.
It's very optimistic.
Or they default.
And his cockiness, let's just revive him, fuck it, you know.
We can compare Coxmanship stories. He seems like a pretty.
I mean, look at these guns. He can't have guns like that. Let's.
No way.
So they.
Future guns.
So on episode, Khan actually manages to screw more girls than Kirk on the ship.
Mm. I I'm sure behind the scenes too. Mm-hmm. So, on this episode of Enterprise, Klingons are already bumpy headed, and we're like, wait, well, okay, whatever. I don't care, I guess. The show sucks anyway. So they run into the people that started the eugenics movement,
okay.
which is actually an ancestor of Data's creator.
Soon.
Who, okay. who this is what's funny. Khan's name was always Khan Noonien Singh.
Yeah.
Data's creator's name was Noonien Soon. Yeah. And they're like, I guess they're just borrowing the name because they like it, you know, whatever. Well, Enterprise goes back and relates the two. The great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather of Data's creator, is the guy that starts the whole fucking eugenics thing, raises these super soldiers, raises them as his children, whatever. So, the Klingons, at one point, there's this virus, this genetically engineered virus that's attacking their planet. It's going to kill them all. And they find the cure is in this altered human DNA from these super soldiers.
Okay.
So they inject it into Klingons.
But the side effect.
And the side effect is that it makes them look like they did on TOS. They all come out of the process and they're like, I'm smooth head and big eyebrows. What the fuck?
Yeah, rawr. They're like, oh God.
And they have, you know, they have normal human hair. And then they say something like it's going to affect 75% of the population or something.
Oh, it's because I was going to say, well, they have bumpy heads again later.
But they're saying it won't be passed to their kids, so their kids will be born normal. So basically it's saying there's going to be like a 75-year period where...
So it's like a side effect of
what... Well, it's on par to like imagine if black people got a disease that only afflicted black people... And the only cure was that, well, it's going to save your life, it's going to save your whole race.
Make you white.
But it's going to make about half of you guys white.
But your kids won't be.
Your kids won't be. Is that cool?
Or I think, like, actually, I think they said it would be gone in a couple of generations, because I think it was like 150 years before TOS. But they said in a couple of generations it'll be gone. And honestly, that's about as good of an explanation as you can get other than that's the makeup was shitty back then.
So I have a feeling that J.J. Abrams is going to go...
I'm J.J. Abrams, and I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do it my way. Thank you.
Well, that's basically what he said in the interviews that I've read.
And he was
he's
right.
He's not a big Star Trek fan to
he
begin
with.
He said
he'd never even seen
but
it.
But he did a damn good job of, you know, keeping things real,
well, he had some
real,
really good writers whatever, but I think he's seen a little bit of Star Trek, but he's not, like, a Trekkie at all.
He kept people
stretch.
That were hardcore near him just to bounce things off of and go, like, hey, is that going too far beyond,
would
like...
that work, or...
Well, no, not so much with that work. He would just say, like, how pissed off would you be if I was to do it this way? And they're like, medium pissed off. He's like, all right, good, no. It's in. It's in the movie.
Dude, but the stuff he did was more than medium pissed off, and I was happy for it. I mean, he took... one of the two major worlds in the Federation, and just blew it up.
Yeah.
And now there's like, what did he say? There's like...
He blew up one of the co-founding worlds of the Federation.
Thousands of Vulcans left? Was it
10,000?
10,000.
10,000 Vulcans out of billions and billions. This is the thing that's funny about... I guess Vulcans are probably more likely to stay on Vulcan because they're Vulcans.
They're,
but he says like, they were over 20
million, 6
billion. 6 billion or whatever. And I'm like, there's more than that in India. You know, that's not a lot.
Small
like
planet.
A billion in India.
Could have been a small planet.
Yeah, you'd never get a sense of scale of the planet.
Well, they seem kind of xenophobic, too. Like, they might want to stay on Vulcan and learn about Vulcan.
Hell, they didn't want to deal with humans to begin with.
Yeah.
If you follow
that's what
Vulcan.
I'm saying. Like, I think that they will touch Klingons, and they'll do, and he'll do it his way. Like,
see, here's why I hope they don't. Klingons are boring. They are the most boring.
No, he could
race.
Actually.
He can make
they
them.
That
are
could be really they're interesting.
They're aggressive. Warlike and dumb for no reason, and that's not interesting to me.
Well, maybe he'll.
It's
make
interesting,
it interesting
if you put enough of it. I mean, it was okay in Lord of the Rings with all.
I want to see Kirk. The reason I want to see Khan is I want to see Kirk going head to head
with a young Khan
with his, you know, his
but
his
adversary, you know.
But Kirk hasn't built enough. Like we've seen him get to cocky now, but we need to see one full movie of him like fully.
Nero was barely
Do we though? I mean, in this movie, they 3 years later,
that's
we
why,
missed that whole like who knows what happened
sure,
during that
but
time.
But that's why that's
his
why
character
doing,
was built like that.
But that's
we're
why
we're supposed to take it for
yeah,
granted.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Know?
That's why doing a movie with Klingons won't be such a bad thing because yes, they may be dumb and stupid and bumbling, but he could be cocky and be like, yeah, I can take care of these guys. And then he realizes, like, oh, maybe I can't. Like, I need to, you know, I need to find my place because
and he becomes better friends with Spock. And you can see there needs to be, yeah.
All right, so there other needs than to be that, a merger then, between what other classic stories could be retold, maybe even better told, with the, or races or incidents with this new franchise?
I don't know. I think they'll think outside of that box. Like, I won't. I don't think they're going to go back.
Well, they're going to nod to it. I mean, Nero is certainly not canon, but Romulans are. So yeah. Something like that is what I'm saying. Like,
sure, but I mean, the importance of the Romulans. They could have been anybody. When you think about
Romulans
it,
Romulans have always been fucking suckers.
No, I know, but what I'm saying
sneaky
is
sneaky assholes. They've always got like multiple governments ruling at the same time on top of each other.
Something else that occurred to me in this, and maybe just me being kind of a language dork, but it's kind of interesting to me that there's an entire planet of Vulcan. They only speak Vulcan.
They only speak one language.
Or whenever they grabbed Uhura, like, oh, can you blah 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 Romulan, and she's like, oh, all four dialects. I'm like, all four dialects in the entire planet. There's only four dialects.
Sure, small planet.
Just like, you know.
They're more no, but think about this. No. These civilizations have been around a lot longer than human beings.
Yeah,
and look at where we are now. What do people speak English?
Most of
and
the
Chinese.
World speaks English. In 5,000 years, we might have one language.
Agree with that though. Like, not. I don't think most of the advent world speaks English. There's no way.
Oh no, it's the official language of science and math.
I can buy that, but not the whole world.
Most European and Asian nations, though, speak their native language.
Everyone in India, like the graduate.
Europe, maybe, but not Asia. I don't think.
They speak Chinese.
Well, most of the point is, though, that like Vulcan was like 6,000 years ahead of us, technology-wise.
It seems, though, the further you go, it seems like, don't you think, the more diverse the languages get?
No.
Maybe increased communication. Eventually, you'd have to standardize it. Plus, Vulcan's dependency on logic might dictate that it's too hard to communicate.
Pick one language.
Logically, between one language.
The logic thing to do is to eradicate all useless
or
redundant languages.
Brain capacity than us. They probably just learn it in a weekend.
Just to be more efficient.
And then the Romulans are a spinoff of Vulcan.
Because they talk about ancient dialects in other Star Trek races. I think they talk about, like, you know, this version of Klingon hasn't been spoken in, you know. So they've got. Actually, what's funny is the language Klingon that people do speak, because it is a real language, is actually most of it is culled from real Earth languages. Like various Earth dialects.
Well, it'd have to be.
Just
I mean,
mashed together. Well, I mean, as opposed to just making up words, they take, like, you know.
Like.
Yeah, Bulgarian word for this, and, like, you know, Norwegian word for that, and.
It's interesting. I was actually looking into majoring in linguistics, and one of the bigger projects, if you major in linguistics, is you have to try to create your own language. I didn't really get into that, but I know that's what I'm saying. Like,
see, but Tolkien borrowed all of his from Norwegian, Norse type languages.
You almost kind of have to. I mean, he was a linguist.
A cunning one at that.
Usually, we cannot get past that without making that joke.
No.
All right, I'll
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see something like Khan. I would love to see a real bad guy, because I don't think
There's
Nero
only
was really a real bad
Khan.
Guy. Nero was just kind of there.
He was just a placeholder for
just like a lot
the
of
characters.
Bad guys were in the Star Trek universe, kind of.
Yeah.
Think about it.
You know what I didn't like, actually, now that I've seen it
don't
four times?
Soundtrack.
No, soundtrack was awesome. Yeah. So awesome.
I know.
I can't get that new theme out of my head. It's awesome.
What was it that I told you it sounded like kind of? Oh yeah, it reminded me of like the old kind of biblical movies for some reason.
Because they use big
like
tenor
the
drums. Like they use
my people go.
Yeah, kind of like that. Like
because
the
my
people go.
Yeah, because they used a lot of like old 70s like tenor drum techniques, like where you take
when
like
Spock
a
there's a lot of horns.
Well, there's big horns, big open horns like French horns. And whatnot. But like they use tenor drums, but they mic'd them differently, and they had effects on them where in the 70s you hear like
rototoms.
Yeah. Well, no. Tenor drums are like the tall, deep drums, and they
I know
the
what they are. I'm just saying that they could have.
Well, no, rototoms. Rotodrums are like the little tiny ones.
That's what makes that sound.
I was gonna say that little buddy, fucking Hot Fuzz's little buddy.
that? Honestly, it was like, a
midget Dominion guy.
Yeah, wait, is that like a...
I don't know. I really...
That was weird. Is that like an evil...
Upon the fourth watch it, I was like, seriously, that guy was not necessary.
That was the...
I think it would have been better if it was a Scotty all by himself, wishing for turkey meat and all kinds of good food.
That, I mean, he was...
Simon Pegg's gonna get huge.
I'm trying to get fat here! Look at me, I'm skinny.
Do they have sandwiches there still?
Ah, he's so good.
I'm trying to get fat.
I bet you that little midget was...
I'm eating it all she's got, Captain.
Like the opposite of Jared. I'm like reverse Subway Jared. I'm like Space Jared. I just eat and eat. I can't get too fat.
You're starting to sound like Fat Bastard.
Yeah, well,
same dialect almost.
They probably put that little character in there because probably some oldie McOld bigwig was like, oh, I gotta have something funny.
It's oldie McOld.
The little kids.
We gotta sell some toys.
Blast that oldie McOld.
Oldie McOld. God damn you, oldie. You bastard!
This would make for ugly toys.
Give me a sandwich! Yeah. You cocksucker!
Yeah, I didn't care for the little dude. What made it worse is, oh look, he showed up and he's at his own little uniform.
Hey, was it actually Deep Roy that played him?
What?
The little Indian midget that played all the Oompa
Loompas? Oh, really?
I'm asking, because I think it was him.
He's really old now, though.
I'm gonna look it up.
Alright, so what was the topic?
Star Trek is awesome.
The topic was Terminator?
No, I thought it was... Oh, the J.J. Abrams.
Oh, I think we're done. Right. He was.
Well, wait, what movies were you talking about?
Let's just touch that real quick.
I wanna hear what movies do.
Oh, okay. If that's what you want to do. I mean, shit, we're almost done.
Yeah, it's almost done. Yeah.
Just rattle off a few of the movies.
All right, we'll just rattle them off.
The top 10 or something.
We're going to give
him... only like five.
We're going to give him a harumph or a...
Franchises he should reboot.
No.
Superman.
No.
No.
Nope.
Rump, rump.
No. Give that to somebody else, like...
No, don't do it at all anymore.
Or, yeah, don't do it.
Leave it alone for 20 years.
Well, they are doing it again.
Okay, yeah.
They're actually starting the Brian Singer over. Right? Yeah.
Then he needs to not touch those.
That is just dumb.
Back to the Future.
No.
Fuck, absolutely.
No one should touch that. We need to put that in a time capsule.
How people like them. Now. So this was number two. This was the one people liked.
That they voted for and said, like, that would be
this.
Number three.
Where?
This is why people should
IMDb.
Vote.
What bathroom wall is this written on?
IMDb dumb people bathroom.
This is why people should have the right to vote taken away from
the Firefly franchise.
What?
That was put on there just for stupidity. That was put on there just for stupidity.
Silly.
Okay. Wonder Woman? I still want to see Joss Whedon's take on it, honestly.
You know what?
Maybe.
JJ for
Maybe
Wonder
JJ.
Woman.
Is there enough story there?
I hate Wonder Woman.
Is there
personally.
Enough like Wonder Woman story?
Fuck yeah.
Well, there's 60 years of story. I just don't like her because she's magic.
Well.
She's a daughter of Greek gods.
Yeah,
she's
that's what I'm seeing. Like, I don't know. Well, but then J.J. Abrams is going to make it all messed up then. Because he's like, she was born like out of wedlock and some fucked up shit. And
she was.
And so on. And it's going to make it really dark. And yeah, actually, I think I would watch that. Sounds good. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it, J.J.
Star Wars.
No.
No.
Should anyone ever reboot Star Wars?
Fuck no.
Ever.
Nope.
Never.
No.
Really? Yeah.
It's just over.
That goes right in. Well,
hang on. What about someone else making movies in the Star Wars universe?
No.
None of the canon characters.
No, it
None
does not matter at this point.
Yeah, I don't.
No more like saying someone should rewrite the Bible.
Do I want to watch Han Solo, like the adventures of Han Solo?
No.
No.
Knights of the Old Republic. Make that a movie.
No.
No,
because you have to really be...
How about we come up with some brand new
ideas? You have to be really into the universe. You have to be really in the universe in order to do Knights of the Old Republic.
Well, Star Wars would have to be an original idea before we could do that. I mean,
well, that's true, but that's okay. Star Wars needed to be rebooted. So there's no arguing that.
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Uh-huh, I did it too!
No, I was saying Star Wars wasn't an original idea in the first place.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Speed.
From Japanese.
Why is Speed on this list?
Speed the bus,
Speed? Yeah, Speed the bus.
Speed the bus.
That's a new title.
Why, that was just
they
a summer...
They say they're the bus.
That was just a summer flick.
It was fine for
what
it was.
That was a summer movie.
What, they
like
need to go to his...
The last one is funny.
Yeah, they're gonna go to the history of like how he got his finger blown off and like the watch and all that shit. You'd be like,
actually, it's gonna be a young Keanu,
or how the bus came to manufacture
the young bus.
The first scene,
the early routes.
Because remember, it's JJ. So the first scene. Yeah, the first scene is a short bus careening closer and closer to a cliff. And he's, like, riding his bike next to it. And he's like, "You gotta slow down! I've gotta get on the short bus!" And they're like, "Dang! Get on him!"
And then so it's the bus who's actually after Keanu, because the bus is pissed off because he called him a retard.
No, it's a sequel, and it's the bus's kid.
These are the worst suggestions back for Vengeance. Ever.
Vengeance.
Why would they need to reboot Speed?
They show them painting the bus from yellow to like white so that it looks like a standard bus in the city.
There's like a montage.
You know what I wouldn't mind seeing be redone would be the Matrix trilogy.
Too soon?
The whole trilogy? No, the first movie's perfect.
Yeah, but
just pretend there weren't any sequels.
I think maybe
I'd like to see other movies in the Matrix universe.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Pre-downfall.
Kind of like the Animatrix.
Yeah. There's a lot of story there.
That's actually what I thought I was going to see when I went to go see Terminator. Exactly what you just described. Like,
what do you mean?
A movie within the Terminator universe that would be awesome.
Oh.
But instead they were like, "Oh, Back to Future." And you're like, "Oh, fuck." That's what I thought.
It's your kids, John!
That's what I thought I was going to watch, was like John Connor being a badass throughout the whole movie, and this other guy would somehow intertwine and all that and blah, blah, blah.
The last one, which I think is really interesting, because I think this would make a really good series, done correctly, is True Lies.
That would make a good series.
Yeah, it would make a good series. Kind of funny. That would make a good
action.
HBO,
like, kind of like
series.
Alias, though.
No, yeah.
Be like I think that's why it's on this list, just because of Alias.
That's
but a little bit of humor, a little bit of action, some seriousness to it, and a spy family done well.
Yeah, we kind of
not done silly.
I really enjoyed that. Like, actually,
that movie's great. There's nothing wrong with True Lies.
No, I remember seeing that, going like, wow, that was a lot of fun. Like, yeah. I remember that summer watching that movie.
That dance scene was so awkward, though. I can't watch that scene. It was so like painful to watch.
Oh, the stripping scene.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's a great scene. With, I mean, that was.
Dude, that's a man.
It's so awkward.
Take off your blouse. Slowly.
Wait, you're doing a French accent, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, tape recorder. He wasn't even his voice.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, who writes
this? I need you to take off your blouse. And your motorcycle. And your pants. And your underwears. And I need to put them on my head.
God damn it, that Funny or Die or whatever, that college humor movie, that little trailer so fucked it up for Terminator.
I need to lick the bedpost.
He's like, "Where do I get weapons?" He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna put you in a dainty little like motorcycle." Now get down, Atlas Post, like a monkey. Chin up. Chin up, proud.
Also, there is nothing they will ever, ever, ever be able to do to explain why a machine covered in skin can go through a wormhole in time, but he can't have the clothes on. He can't bring a gun. And I'm like, really? He can't bring a gun? Why don't you get a gun and wrap it in skin? Because then he can bring it. Bring a fucking flesh gun.
Yeah, you just get like a dog and shove it into the
dog. Yes.
He's holding the dog when
he's
put an
AK-47 in a pig.
And then he just rips it out of the dog.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's done an Atlas pose, like with the dog.
Cram it up a pig's ass and then bring it out when you need it.
He's got all his little chihuahuas with pins sticking out of their assholes.
He's a bag full of dogs.
He's got a bag full of kittens.
Yeah, various kitten-based artillery.
Oh my god, he has laser cats.
Exactly. Wow, that's the only way to get him through time travel-wise.
Is with laser cats?
I could do a pretty good comic with that. That's funny. Yeah, it's like, how am I going to bring a weapon? Well, only organic material. But I'm a robot! It's like, well, you've got skin. And then the last panel has got like a fucking rifle shoved up a cat's ass. It's the only way I could get it through the wormhole. Because, you know, that's how time travel works. You have to be skin, obviously.
Right.
It's so fucking stupid.
I guess the next episode they'll explain the wormhole. No. Which, it'll be a DeLorean.
Dumbest fucking goddamn
it'll
premise
be the Lost
ever.
Island.
It'll be the Lost Island, but the Lost Island will be shrunken down into the engine of the DeLorean. And they're like, you made a time machine out of a DeLorean. And they'd be like, I made time machine.
I need your time machine and your DeLorean and your motorcycle. It'll be a time traveling motorcycle.
And they show the Mexican with the DeLorean, like in the behind the.
It can only go DeLorean. Back like 6 to 12 minutes. It's like you're trying to put in the time, like November 5th, 1985.
No, it's like, today, 6 minutes ago. And you have to like mark it with little X's of where you want it.
Yeah. No, it's a Dilbert desk calendar. Elderberto.
Oh, it's the
Mexican
generic.
Dilbert.
Yeah.
Dilberto. Actually, Mexican Dilberto, he wouldn't work at an office, though. He'd have a construction job, and his boss would be dumb.
Are we done here?
Yes. Yeah. We're done. Post show for episode 55. Thanks for listening. Thanks for donating. I need your donations and your subscriptions and your money for the entertainment.